Well, Coop, you're gonna have to put up with it.
Okay.
All right. Now, tell me about your hit, man. That was it was a big one, and it was the hardest hit ball of the day.
Yeah, I felt pretty good. I was just sitting there waiting for my pitch. Just kind of, he threw two curveballs early on, and I was just kind of sitting waiting on another one because it was a 2-2 count. Just trying to pick my pitch and take my time and see it, drive it type deal.
And what did he try to get another curveball by you, or did he go?
Yeah,
fast?
He went for the curveball, and I sat on it.
Yeah, you kind of knew it was coming again?
Yeah, I had a deal. I could kind of see him move his glove, so I could tell he was picking pitches.
Tell me about your play at third base, which temporarily saved the no-hitter for Austin Pepin.
Oh, you know, just kind of seen it came off the bat and watched it to the glove and played it.
And then you knew that there was a runner on, right? So
yeah.
You had to whip it across. Is that reaction? Is that just kind of, reflexes or what, getting that kind of a play at third base?
Kind of reflex. Has been playing for a while. Kind of just knew what to do in the situation, I guess.
I guess so. So you guys get two wins after the losses down in Wisconsin Dells. Two losses down there. So how do you feel about getting the two wins today?
Oh, I feel good. I feel it's good for our team to regroup from those pretty good teams and just keep the airs down low and just keep playing our game.
And it doesn't hurt that this guy here threw well, right?
Yeah, he threw very well. He had a no-hitter all the way up to the end of the game with a full game, so that's pretty impressive.
All right, Coop, give your shout-outs before Austin comes on the air here.
Mom, Dad, family. Yeah, that's about it.
All right, congratulations, dude.
Yep, thank you.
He just did a 101-second interview with a bright light in his face. I have